whatever makes you different, shout that to the rooftops, because that's going to get you your biggest fans. You're going to become a magnet for people just like you. They're looking for you.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. My online education business, it started with just one course. Just one program called the Jenna Kutcher Course that opened my eyes to what's truly possible when you build a product that sells and serves while you sleep. Now I have several programs, hundreds of freebies, intricate funnels, a blog, Facebook groups, and Insta accounts, and more. And I know you probably look at my business and think, sure, that looks great, but it sounds so complex and hard and too overwhelming to even comprehend what your one course, your first online program, could actually look like. Danielle Leslie is a firm believer in the power of one. She's the creator of Course From Scratch, and it's with that one course and one funnel that she has generated $8 million in revenue in just 3 years. We're going to talk about the course, about her methods, and about the systems that have 1 in 6 of her students quitting their daytime jobs and going full-time entrepreneur with their online programs. I mean, come on. This stuff is my jam, and I'm so excited to nerd out with another course creator right now. I'll be taking notes right alongside of you. Now, without further ado, meet Danielle Leslie. Thanks to LinkedIn for supporting Gold Digger. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so that you can hire the right person fast. Find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. Get $50 off your first job post at linkedin.com/golddigger. Whether you just subscribed today or you've been a subscriber from day one, I owe you the biggest thank you ever. As a gift to show my gratitude, I created my work from home resource guide filled to the brim with what you need to make working from home the most effective, productive work time ever. Get all the details to claim your free guide at jennakutcher.com/golddiggerinsider. That's jennakutcher.com/golddiggerinsider. I'll see you there. All right, Danielle, I already told you this, but I feel like I need to have my notebook and pen and paper out because you are about to school me in a very beautiful way. And I'm just so excited that we get to have this conversation today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am so honored to be here. Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Okay. So there are very few women in the world that I feel like can understand the things that you and I can talk about, like the things we nerd out on. And so I'm so excited to talk about course creation with you today. And the first question that I want to hear from you is, when did it actually click for you that you could monetize your knowledge and teach others online? Because I feel like so many people listening are thinking, I'm not an expert. I don't know what I teach, and how the heck can I do it online? So give me all the details.
Absolutely. So it's interesting because it was a series of moments that led to that final moment. You know how you hear a message from different people, the universe sends it, God sends it, this person says it, over years. And then there's this one time where the final domino falls and it's like, oh, now I get it. So that's what it was like for me. So, you know, for those people who haven't gotten started yet, I think that final domino is coming. I think so. The final moment was I was broke, had moved back in with my mom in her small apartment in Redondo Beach, and I was figuring out how I was going to make money. And I had just finished this career in Silicon Valley, working at startups first, and then co-founding a startup, raising money, going through that whole journey. And it didn't work out. So I found myself back at what felt like zero. And a friend of mine, Monique Johnson, sent me a video of Brendon Burchard. And it was, you know, a whiteboard video, floor to ceiling windows, and him walking through like 6 ways to monetize who you are, your expertise. And I took so many notes on it. And then she sent me a video, a Marie TV episode. And it was seeing Marie in action. I said, oh, this is how I can become a brand. And for me, you know, becoming a brand means something different for everyone. But for me, it meant, how can I take my story to reach and teach people all over the world in the most scalable way possible? Because again, my background is in startups, which is how can we do the most with the least? So that was in 2011. But mind you, I had been getting messages leading up to that. You know, we did a national tour where we were helping people grow their personal brands online in 2010. And during that tour, I had, you know, these people who'd been doing it for years. Hey, are you guys building an email list? We're like, no. They're like, hey, are you guys coming out with products like eBooks? We're like, no, why would we do that? Okay. Are you guys doing online courses? No, what's that? So I had heard the message for a couple years leading up to it, but 2011 is when it really landed on me. And I said, oh, I'm at my mom's. I have nothing. I'm in LA with no car, no income. This is a way that I can actually create a new life for myself.
Wow. Okay. So when you figured that out, Brendon Burchard has been a mentor in my life too. And I feel like he has this beautiful gift of simplifying things that feel really complicated.
Yes.
So when you figured that out, what was the first step that you took?
Absolutely. So I actually enrolled in my first course. So in fall 2011, yes, a girl, I was broke. So I was like, okay, it was a $67 course by Pam Slim, who is amazing. And it was a course about how do you effectively teach online? How do you actually make sure people are learning from you? So I spent my $67. I took that program. It was a live program. And then I just started scouring the internet for free resources. And you know that back in 2011, there was not that much. Today, there's a lot more. Back then, so I just enrolled in, or I got on as many people's email lists as possible. I reverse engineered their funnels. I watched YouTube videos. I did everything I could to learn about this industry. Now, the beauty is I also had a background in what I had been doing before, which was online marketing. And so I knew that I just had to learn about how do you effectively teach people and deliver your message in a way. So what I did is I spent about 6 months studying, learning. And what I did is I started with my story. So I realized, oh, yeah, maybe I'm at my mom's house right now. But guess what? Before this, I helped organize a national tour and we were able to take our mission and monetize it. We were able to raise $10,000 in sponsor dollars. And we were, you know, in our early 20s, figuring it out, doing our best. But guess what? We did that. We completed that project. So I thought, hey, I can teach other people how I did that. So I just took, I started with my story and I did all the things I call a DTM. I was doing too much. So that first time I launched my very first course, it was called Press Play. I wanted to help people press play on the gifts inside of them like I had done with the tour. But I did everything. I did webinars. I did with affiliates. I built my list. I did email sequences, videos. And I ended up getting one sale. And that sale didn't even come from the webinars or the email list. They came from one of my YouTube videos, my random YouTube video. I put it in a private Facebook group. I just really honestly asking for feedback because I was kind of new at that whole thing. And she saw the video, private messaged me on Facebook. We got on a phone call. By the end of the, it was like 40 minutes of this phone call. She said, well, can I like sign up for your program? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, how much is it? And I was like, $1,000? And she's like, okay, how long is it? And I was like, 6 weeks. And she's like, okay, awesome. I'm ready. Let's go. And I was like, are you sure? Like, okay. So that was it. Like $1,000. My very first course sale, it was done. So that was kind of the first, you know, foray into this world.
I am just dying right now because we have had such parallel stories. Literally on Facebook last night, a memory popped up from 5 years ago. And my first course was called the Jenna Kutcher course. Great name.
Oh my God, I love it.
And it was 5 years ago. I had purchased my first course, kind of reverse engineered how it was built, figured, okay, I can do this. I'll figure it out. Did all the things myself and then got on the phone and sold it one by one. What do you feel when you look back at Press Play? Like, how does that make you feel?
So I feel good because it was such a great learning experience.
Yeah.
And I feel, I guess for, you know, it's one of those moments where you're proud of yourself. Like you're also laughing at how you were doing way too much, but you also are proud of yourself. Yeah. You're like, yo, you did the best you could with what you had. Yes. And that is crazy because that was several years ago. And fast forward to today, some of those same methods I used to get that first sale, the way I priced myself at a premium with my very first offer in the market, even though I didn't have press, I didn't have a big list, I didn't have money, right? I still priced myself at $1,000. And the simplicity of that first actual sale is what I teach my students today. So I'm so grateful for that first experience and doing too much because it's still something I reference.
Okay. So walk me through what's happened since that first sale, because so much has happened. And I want to know how you landed on a course from scratch and one course, one funnel, all the things. So lead me on the journey that happened after that first sale.
Absolutely. So I'll start at the end so people know where we're going. So you said one course, one funnel. And I guess that is what has become a big part of my identity is doing the most with the least, really, you know, Essentialism, which is one of my favorite books. So yeah, today I have one course called Course from Scratch, and it's a $2,000 price point, and it's gone from zero to, I guess we're at over $8 million now in 3 years. And so that's where we are today. Now, how that started was a crazy journey. It wasn't always simple. It was definitely a lot of DTF, doing too much along the way. But after that first course, I did it. I worked with the one paying student, and I also worked with, I think, two others for free so I could make sure I was getting them results and I learned the process. After that, I realized, girl, you are not ready. You need to go somewhere and get mentored even further. So I reached my ceiling in terms of earnings and I said, you know what? You're going to leave your mom's house and get a full-time job. So I made a list of the top companies in online education. And at that time, it was Udemy, it was AppSumo, and it was Skillshare. So I did what I was used to doing, which is I directly reached out and created a role for myself. At that point, I didn't really believe in applying for roles that exist. I believed create your own role around you, your strengths, your story, what I call your culture ad. And so I did that. So a few months later, I end up getting the role at Udemy. It's a full-time role, and it's essentially what I do today in my business. I became an internal course launch coach. So because of my background in marketing, I was able to bring that to this new world of online courses. And because I went through the process of launching my own course, I was able to bring that to the table. And I learned so much, Jenna. I was there from 2012 to 2015, and probably a lot of the things you're seeing now, those things were, Udemy was like a little lab where you got to see all these things happening. So while I was there, I got to work with kids yoga teachers, singers, designers, all kinds of people. And I learned that you can really create an online course on any topic. It does not matter. And you can make as much as you want, right? So kids yoga teacher, $10,000 on her first launch, no email list. She just leveraged her Facebook likes that she had. Like, it doesn't matter. So that was huge for me. I also learned there that it's the same battle for everyone. So even influencers I would work with while I was at Udemy who had a million, literally, you know, Twitter followers, they still needed to learn the fundamentals of how do I convert that audience into a paying customer? So all those things are great. So I was there at Udemy for a few years, got to create another course while I was there. Then that got the attention of another hot startup who was getting funded in the Valley. And they said, can you do what you're doing there for us? And it was a completely different niche. It was in the hair space, but the team was, you know, 80% Black employees. We're serving Black women hairstylists all over the country, 40,000 of them. So I got to help them create an online course that helped hairstylists market themselves on Instagram and get sales for their businesses. So that was a huge learning. And then from there is when I got laid off. So that was fall of 2015. So they laid off about a third of the company. And that's when I found myself again, like, okay, where's my income coming from? We still have the student loan debt. That weekend is when I got a few contracts. I had people coming to me saying, oh, you're free. Can you help me create and launch my course? Can you consult me? So I turned, you know, consulting and one-on-one coaching. I just used that and I used my same method I'd been teaching folks. And 6 months later, I finally launched a course from scratch. So that was in fall of 2016.
That's beautiful. And I think a lot of times these days there's so much messaging that's like, just do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And all of these wonderful, wonderful ideas. But a lot of times we become teachers out of necessity. And a lot of our growth and learning in how to become better teachers is in that one-on-one work, that consulting work, that making sure our methods are actually applying and getting people results. And then we are able to scale. And so yes. I'm so curious for you, when you created Course from Scratch, like how has it changed over the last few years? Because I'm guessing it's evolved a lot as the internet has evolved and demand has evolved. Like what has that looked like for you?
The beautiful thing is it hasn't changed that much. I think the most change has been with myself internally, which is a whole nother show. But in terms of the course, luckily, the fundamentals have remained the same. So the very things that helped me from day one were your launch is about the math, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You know your numbers. It's either you have the numbers or you need to get the numbers. It's not personal. And that was something I learned while at Udemy, you know, in this marketing role where I had a spreadsheet where I had to track every single metric, every single lead. So I would say that is something that in the very, you know, my very first launch was a 20K launch, did it over 60 days, and it was forced, right? I had all this imposter syndrome. I thought I was not ready, even with all that experience. I was like, no, I'm not ready. So it just happened. I would say one thing we forget about is to look at what we have access to right now. So at that time, I happened to be friends with someone who was putting on a conference. It was this amazing conference for women learning about branding, online marketing. And I ended up doing a webinar for them after the conference. And so that became my launching pad. And I used that to pre-sell my course. I created zero content for this thing. I thought I knew the name, but I changed it later. But I just did my best. I did this webinar, found the resources to do it, and made like 8K from that. And I said, okay, this is a real thing. And then I also ran Facebook ads. So again, because of my background, I had been around ads since 2008. I think I wrote my first Facebook ad. So I just used that knowledge, was able to find someone to run them for me, but gave them a lot of information about who my customers were. So all those fundamentals, if you look at my business today, it's very similar. So the only thing that changed, right? So that was my first launch. The only thing that changed is one, that I stay the course and I keep going. Back then, after I did that first launch, guess what I did? I spent 9 months. After I did the first launch, I went through it with my students. I spent 9 months doubting myself, pausing, being like, I don't know. I actually did. I backed up and I did what I call an MVC, a minimum viable course, similar to a minimum viable product, but it's just a live version of your course. So I took it back to day one, how I did my first course. And I said, okay, let me just start over because I don't know what I'm doing, even though I did. But I was like, let me just start over. So I did a live version just to test the content again and to strip it down even more. That went well. But then I waited another 6 months. So I would say I finally found my stride, you know, maybe like a year and a half in. So what I would recommend is stay the course, know that the people who have quote unquote made it, and whatever made it means, right? We all have a different definition of what it means to make it. Yeah. Those people who have made it to their goal, their dream, they just kept going. The people who didn't make it, they just stopped. They changed gears. So for me, I have just stayed the course. I remember it goes back to the math and the message.
I love the line on your website that says the success of your launch is not personal, it's math. And I think so many people are so personally invested that they forget this. So this is so important to listen to.
Yes. And what I would also recommend is to walk before you run. So I think what I did is I got swept up in looking at everyone else. And I said, well, they're making this much and they're doing all these things and their launch looks like this. They've got 10 affiliates and they've got, you know, this huge email rollout. And then I had to step back and say, okay, that's them 10 years in, 5 years in. I'm in year one. I need to walk before I run. So one thing I started doing is I set my goals and I said, hey, let's start with five people. If I can change five people's lives, and maybe I'm not ready to charge $2,000, maybe I start at $500. And that's where I went back to get my ground again. So I would say, you know, walk before you run when you set the goal and then stay focused on the goal. So for me, it's how can I draw a straight line from me to the cash to secure the bag? Yes. And what that looked like back then is the same thing that it looks like now, which is I didn't write blog posts. I didn't have a blog. I actually still don't as of today. I didn't do YouTube videos. I didn't have any lead magnets. The only lead magnet, you know, is my webinar. I mean, it's been that way for 3 years. So one funnel. So what I did is I just found something that worked and I just worked at it. I doubled down on what was working and I tracked it. So one thing I tell my students is, I don't know if you remember the song with Chris Brown. I know he's canceled to some people, but it's stunting is a habit. And it's like, stunting is a habit. Yeah. Get like me. So I tell my students, I'm like, y'all, stunting is a habit. Like, meaning marketing is a habit. Like, you need to stunt on a regular basis. So figure out what stunting is for you, right? So for me, I know that I love automation. I love, like, I recognize that as a woman, I may not be at 100% the entire month, right? There's going to be a week where I'm going to be down, right? It's that time. I need a chill pill. So also, it may take me longer to do write up things. So what I did is I figured out, okay, one opt-in, so one webinar, one masterclass, because I know I can do that really well. I can create a framework. Then one email sequence that leads them to inviting them to enroll in my one course. And then I have my set of ads. And that's the only thing that changes is that set of ads. But everything else is just one. And that's what really helped me. And so when I say that, you know, not much has changed, that's what I mean in terms of just the marketing foundation of the business.
When it's time to hire, I know that finding the right person for your company can be super challenging. This is especially true in a small business where every employee truly impacts the organization. So when you are ready to find that next hire, LinkedIn can help. LinkedIn Jobs matches your role with qualified candidates so you can find the right person quickly. LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and the soft skills that you're looking for so that you can hire the right person faster. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond just hard skills and puts your job in front of qualified candidates every single day so that it's seen by people looking for jobs just like yours. That's why companies rate LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get your first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/golddigger. Again, that's linkedin.com/golddigger to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Are you a Gold Digger podcast subscriber? If so, I've got a little gift for you. If you just signed up, you just did one of the simplest, most important things that you can do to support this show. And if you've subscribed since episode one, thank you. This podcast is both a labor of love and one of the biggest ways that I get to live out my mission. So having you tune in every single week is the best gift that you can give me. Since you helped the show by clicking that subscribe button, I am so excited to help you out with my brand new work from home resource guide. You'll get my exact 5-step process for working from home, the exercise my coach led me through to prioritize the right things, a printable daily planner to keep you on track, the exercise I make my entire team do every single day, a to-do list you can use for your kiddos if you have them, my strategy to check if you're being as efficient as possible, and what to do when you feel out of control. To claim your guide, follow the steps at jennakutcher.com/golddiggerinsider. It's simple. Just subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Take a screenshot of your subscriber status and email it over to us at support@jennakutcher.com. Again, all of the details to claim your thank you gift are at jennakutcher.com/golddiggerinsider. That's jennakutcher.com/golddiggerinsider. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I hope you enjoy this free goodie created with you in mind. I think it's incredible and so inspiring. And I'm like over here, like, okay, simplify. Because one of the biggest things that I found with anyone, any other entrepreneur that I know that offers online products, is there's always this desire to like create more. I need to make the next thing the best thing. I'm going to add more products. I'm going to add more courses. And if we really dial it down and like peel the layers back, there's likely one or two things that are driving your profits the most. And I think a lot of times we overcomplicate things and then we're pulled in so many different directions that we're not actually refining or doing anything that great. And so you are just inspiring me at the core of my being, where I'm like, how can we simplify? Because think about it. Like if we went to a restaurant, if you and I, Danielle, were sitting across and we're at this restaurant and there's like a 10-page menu, how long is it going to take us to make a decision? And how likely are we to revert to just like chicken? Because it's easy. You know?
I love it. You know me. How did you know?
Yes. And so, but if we went to this restaurant and it's specialized and you know you're going to get exactly what it says and it's going to be beautiful and well done and thought out, like you make a decision with confidence. And I think nowadays we have decision fatigue in everywhere we look, like every direction we have to make decisions. And I just think you're brilliant. You're so brilliant.
What you said is so good. So what you're saying, I love it. The prefix menu, right?
Yeah.
How can we give our customers the prefix menu? Meaning we are prescribing something. And this actually goes to, so a question that guides me is, how can I serve my customer in the highest way for the longest period of time on their journey? So I call this your Neverland offer, and I'm working on this right now. It's how do you stay relevant? Basically, like if you think back to Peter Pan, right? He stayed young in Neverland forever, stayed relevant forever. So how can you stay relevant to your customer? What is that graduation? So with this, I love this restaurant metaphor. If it's a prefix menu for your customer, they come to you and you say, hey, welcome to, you know, my thing. Here's an appetizer, which is the webinar, right? The opt-in page. And then, oh, we have our first course, which is this set of emails that you're going to get after the webinar, right? It's going to get you a little warmed up. Then we've got our, you know, main course, which is our course, right? The, I love that. Play on words. Hey. The main course is the course. Course from scratch is the main course. So here is the main course. Jenna, you don't know what you created with this restaurant metal. And so you get the main course, which is Course from Scratch. Now, where I am now, and maybe, you know, people listening right now, you're here too. You've got your main course. Now, the question is, how can we continue? Because there's now more hunger for the next meal. How can we continue serving this same customer? Guess what? I already have their attention. They know who I am. They know my mission. I know theirs. So let's now do dessert or the second course or whatever it is, which is the next thing. And guess what? That next thing, in my case, for instance, I have people in my program who have done their 5 figures, 6 figures, some even 7 figures from one course. And they're like, okay, how do we now continue scaling? So I'm now creating that next thing, which guess what? Is a higher price point.
Yes. And that's going to serve premium offer, premium dessert.
Yes. Premium dessert. And it's great because it serves in a few ways. So the beauty of this prefix menu, which we've just created, is a prefix menu works and people go to you for it because only you can create this prefix menu. Because it is based on your strengths, your story. So this prefix menu has, for me, right? My mom is Panamanian. My dad is Jamaican. So I'm full Caribbean, daughter of two Caribbean parents. So it's like this menu, guess what? It's going to have notes that only I can add because of my background, right? Mm-hmm. Another part of my story is, I worked at startups and I was a lot of times the only woman and Black woman and a Black woman in her 20s going to these conferences, talking to these, you know, men who are age 50 CEOs. That's a part of my story too. So that's going to be in my little meal as well. So you're thinking about how can I take, and I call it your culture ad. What is your story? Where have you been? And what have you achieved or overcome? And you're going to infuse that into your course, your prefix menu. And that's going to help make you the only person in the world who can serve that meal, the only person in the world who can offer that course, who can create that course and help that customer. And it serves the business objective, which is, well, times are changing. You know, you asked what's changed. Well, let's look at the market, right? If ad costs are going up because we have a lot more people spending, well, if you have a more premium offer that is, let's say, you know, three times the cost of the current one you have, you can now afford to spend more to acquire that customer. Yeah. Or you can now spend more to get more coaches to make sure your students are supported. So adding that other meal or dessert on for that same customer is serving you and your business, and it's serving that same customer.
I have this visual in my head that Brendan actually taught me that is literally exactly what you're saying. And if you visualize a staircase and each stair is a piece of your offer, if we stuck with the menu theme, and so people are saying yes at each step. And while the population might decrease of each yes, there's always going to be people that want that next step with you. And so it makes 100% like sense when we think about, like, there are going to be people that just devour every minute of Course from Scratch. And then they're going to be like, okay, Danielle, what's next? Like, how can I get this extra mentorship, this leadership? Where do I go from here? And so, this is going to be a smashing success.
Absolutely. Whoa. Yes.
Okay. One thing that I love that you teach on, and we've never talked about on this show, is the difference between a life-changing course and a single skill-focused course. And I think this is a place where you and I differ in our styles. And so I'd love to just talk about this because I think it's something that's new that might click with people in a new way.
Absolutely. So just to explain what we mean, you know, when you're creating a course, you can create a course, for instance, on how to learn piano, right? So you may create a course that's called Learn Piano Playing. And that course is going to come from, you know, this person who's been playing piano their whole life, classically trained, and they create this course. Now, what I want to propose is, what if this guy, and this is when you start with the topic, and you're like, well, what's the topic I'm going to teach? Oh, it's going to be piano. Here's the course. Versus if you think about, what is a program I can create that can change someone's life that uses piano to change someone's life? So for example, and this is what is a simple way to get to what could your life-changing course be, because I believe each and every one of us can create a life-changing course. We have that inside of us. Because first, it starts with who you are. It starts with your story, right? So how did piano change your life? Did it make you more creative, right? Did it help you bond with your kids? Did it help you create a legacy skill that you can pass on to your kids, right? So first it starts with your story, your culture ad. Where did you come from? Maybe your dad taught you piano. So that's the first step, is thinking about, like, what makes you a culture ad? What is your story? How do you add a new perspective? And then you ask yourself, who can benefit from this? So who out there right now is looking for a way to bond with their kids, is looking for a new skill that can help them become more creative? Because guess what? The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So when you are playing piano, it's opening your mind to be more creative, to improvise, to make up new songs, to play. And so you're going to find yourself playing in other aspects of your life. Maybe when you go to the boardroom, you're now a more creative problem solver. Maybe you have more confidence. And then you figuring out who's someone who can benefit from that. That's kind of the difference between a skills-based approach when you start with a topic, which is, okay, I'm going to teach people piano. And it starts and stops there. Versus learn, it could be, you know, you could call it improvisation mastery. Learn to play piano so you can create bonding experiences with your kids, show up with confidence at work, with confidence and creativity at work, and create a new form of, you know, exercising your mind. Those are two different courses that can come from the same person. But notice how the first one, the skills-based one, it'll probably be priced at maybe like $50, right? If it's just how to learn piano. However, if you ask yourself, how can I take this skill and help someone change their life with it? How can the skill of learning piano impact all the different aspects of their life in those other areas they need help in, such as, how can I bond with my kid? How can I get that promotion at work? How can I have the confidence to share my creative idea at work? Well, let me tell you, when I teach you how to play piano and all the things involved with it, and teach you improvisation mastery, that's going to change your life. And that program can be anywhere from, it doesn't matter, $500, $2,000, $10,000, whatever, you know, whatever that customer is interested in.
I feel like that's such a simple shift in messaging and meaning that can make a giant difference.
Absolutely. And I love that it's something each of us can do because it doesn't start with the skill. It starts with your story.
Yeah. Okay. So since you are an expert in this and we've talked about stories a lot, how do you recommend like taking your life experiences and translating them into social media, into your copy, into your messaging? Do you have any tips for that?
Absolutely. I actually have a resource for that, which we can share about later. But one thing that I'll share is my tasty content framework that, you know, you can use right now. So, and you use this so much. I've shared with you that
like,
I actually,
Tell me more about this tool.
You do it naturally. You do it naturally. But just with a tasty content framework, it's just a matter of you looking at your story, and I'll give you the framework. So what you want to do when you're sharing content online is T, make sure it's teaching your audience something. A is giving them action steps. S is solving an urgent pain point. T is transforming them from point A where they are to point B where they want to be. And Y is addressing their deeper why and doing it in your voice. So that why, your voice, is the most important. So it's something as simple as what is going back to where you've been? What is something you've overcome, right? What is that moment in time you can share with us? And I'll use your post as an example. So I don't know if you remember this post, you probably do, but it was from a while ago, but you shared this moment where you were standing in line at the airport looking, or you were standing in the airport looking at the headlines and they said, you know, lose 6 pounds, how to be better in bed, 10 ways to your, right? So in that post, Jenna starts with her story. She shares a moment and then you go on to say, you think you're not good enough. However, you are. Take the time, look in the mirror, and you kind of take us on this journey, teaching us and giving us action steps on how we can reframe how we interact with ourselves. And then the final thing is this transformation. At the end, you say, I put a damn bikini on my body. And more importantly, I learned I'm amazing how I am. And that is the transformation in the post. So that's a simple example of taking one moment in your life and turning it into a teachable moment. And that could be really be the foundation of your course, of your marketing copy, of everything that sets you apart in the market.
That is one of the best frameworks I've ever heard shared. I am going to like put a sticky note on my computer that says tasty and it'll probably make me hungry, but that's brilliant. And it's a beautiful way to do it because have you ever felt like this? But I feel like one of people's biggest struggles is in selling because we've been taught and conditioned to believe that marketing looks like kind of like sleazy sales pitches. Like the way that we consume like broad marketing, commercials, billboards, like all of that kind of content translates into the way we as human beings feel like we need to market and sell. And so this framework provides such a beautiful way to help it translate, to help people see themselves as the hero, to help them understand what's possible for them. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, it's been huge.
Okay, so if somebody is listening to this show and they've just never believed that they have an online course in them, maybe they think that they're just not qualified or that no one wants to learn about their topic or they're just afraid to take the first step, what encouragement would you pass on to them today?
Whenever I start doubting myself, and this was when I first started to even today, I remind myself, it starts with your story. It starts with your culture ad. That thing you're adding to the world, your perspective, it starts there. So I would encourage people to reflect, and I call it creating your brag bank. And it can be everything. So one of my students, for instance, Alicia, she grew up in a co-parenting household. So her mom was a single mom. Her parents co-parented. Then when she grew up, she became a mediator at a nonprofit and she ended up in similar position where she was a single mom, but she had a good relationship with her son's father. And so she successfully co-parented him. And so what she realized is there are so many single moms out there who are struggling to maintain a healthy relationship with the other parent, and that is hurting the kid. And she's like, I can help other single moms forge these amazing, healthy relationships and co-parent successfully. So she started with her story and she said, okay, I'm going to actually turn this into a course that can change other people's lives. And she created a course that was on co-parenting, and she actually sold it to, you know, single moms. And she worked with organizations that worked with single moms and ended up doing like 13K initially from that. Because again, she started with her story. So what I'll tell you is there are so many people right now who are looking for you. Whatever your story is, whatever that thing is you overcame, that thing that you have probably not wanted to talk about and you probably wanted to hide it. Maybe you were bullied for it growing up and you're trying to fit in, be a culture fit in. And now I'm telling you, now is the time more than ever to have whatever makes you different. Shout that to the rooftops, because that's going to get you your biggest fans. You're going to become a magnet for people just like you. They're looking for you.
That is so beautiful. And I couldn't agree more. I think a lot of times we look at titles and degrees and all these things that we think makes us credible, but I think life has been all of our greatest teachers. And that's where we have to liberate ourselves to understand that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Okay, where can everybody find you and connect with you and tell us more about this tool? Because I am literally on the edge of my seat waiting to download it. So give me all the details.
Yes, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Danielle Leslie, just my name. And we created this resource for you to figure out, what can I teach? How do I turn my story, what we call your culture ad, into a course? So you can go to myculturead.com. So it's just myculturead.com. And you can take this quiz and discover your unique culture ad and the type of course you can create and launch today with what you already have. Because let me tell you, that's what I started with. I started with my story, and that's been the key to really growing this thing.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing everything. I am literally so inspired right now that I like am messaging my team, like, team meeting in 10 minutes. We've got to talk. So thank you for showing up with your heart and just all of your brilliance. I'm so grateful that we got to chat today.
Jenna, thank you so much for everything you do. Truly, truly, truly. You're such an inspiration. So thank you so much.
While Danielle was talking, I literally was having these moments of like, did we just become best friends? I am so grateful to find other women who are carving their own path in this space and who are sharing their brilliance so unapologetically with the world. Danielle is brilliant. And I mean, I don't need to tell you this. You just listened to her brilliance on this show. I am so inspired after listening to the things she talked about and just simplifying and creating one really epic thing that works really good and just putting all of your focus into that. And I think as creators, we so often get obsessed with more, 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 creating the next thing that we forget that we can just refine and tweak and honor the really good thing that we built. One of our favorite mentors, both Danielle's and mine, Brendan Burchard, always talks about just being obsessive with your marketing. And I think that this episode is such a great reminder to honor your story, to use that as a part of sharing your gifts with the world, and to simplify the system so that you can be the best at that one thing that only you can offer the world. I hope today inspired you just as much as it inspired me. Make sure to go check out Danielle and her incredible resources that she's putting out into the world. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I'll see you online. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.